your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad.
Well, welcome home, family. It's your mom and dad.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Yeah.
I would like to start this episode out by making a formal announcement to Dale. Dale, are you listening? How dare you disrespect the birds? How dare you with the bird disrespect? It's completely unfounded, sir.
Yeah, interesting.
You do realize how intelligent these creatures are. You do realize that these creatures came from dinosaurs, correct? You've seen Jurassic Park, have you not? This doesn't go well for you. And I feel as if you and I should have a sit-down conversation and talk about, you know, crows. Because you might find yourself in a situation where if you tell a crow to shut up, sir, that crow will hold a grudge for a lifetime.
They
will pass it down to their family, and those crows will forever find you and hold grudges and make your life a living hell. So I'm just saying, just never tell a bird to shut up. What type of red flag is that? Someone who tells a bird
it's interesting.
To shut up is so dark.
It's kind of interesting. It's like
wild.
There's the certain red flags that are like, there's the behavioral kind of like in your personal relationship red flags. But then there's like two other red flags that are like very like, I think tell you even more about someone. And one is how you treat servers at restaurants, right?
Well, of course.
When people are like, what's taking so, you know, what, on your first date. And you're like, well, okay.
Right, of course.
Because it's not the interpersonal. It's the outward behavior.
Yes.
And the other is how you kind of like treat animals and like the beautiful, you know, nature.
Right.
And so imagine being on vacation with a cocktail in your hand, sitting, looking at the ocean.
Just a stunning view.
Hearing the beautiful tweet of birds.
Just
and being like, shut
tweet.
Up, birds. Right? I mean, that's
multiple
crazy.
Times telling the birds to shut up multiple times
while you're in a tropical vacation. Telling birds to shut up is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. I just started.
But he deaded it, and that's something that.
But he deaded it.
You when you
mean?
Dead things, you get
when you're deading it so many times.
Listen, when you dead things, you don't have time.
I feel like we're saying it wrong. Deaded it.
Yeah, when you I'm using it in like, you know, the past tense.
Sure. Okay,
oh yeah, when you deaded things.
When you deaded it.
When you deaded it.
When you deaded the things.
When there's something that you deaded, then you don't have time for all this. You don't have time for questions.
Well,
you have no time to be questioned.
You have no time to let someone know if and when you found someone to be attractive or not.
He's
because
busy,
you know,
babe.
Listen, if he were to be honest and would have told Kat that he found Ali Joe to be attractive, that would have taken too much time.
He's also from his own, you know, admission, like he's just very successful now and he's very killing it. So it's like, oh, he's deading it. But like he's just so successful now and he's looking for someone. So when you're that successful, you don't have time. When you're deading in things constantly, yelling at birds, you don't have time to like get into the weeds with the details
Did
of who you,
hear-
you made out with
did
to
you
your
hear
girlfriend, you know what
secret,
I mean? Like, you don't have time for this.
Did you hear the secret voice when Kat brought up, I don't know how many times he said, deaded it, and the secret voice in the background goes, 37.
Yes, I did.
The producer.
I did.
Someone slipped in. That was everything. 37 times. And you know what? I'm going to choose to believe that
so
that wasn't
times.
A joke. I mean, the amount of times we heard.
Well, obviously cut to it a bunch to make it sound like it was
still,
all in succession.
The amount of times
so
that we
times.
Heard him say, deaded it, I believe that he said it 37 times. Also, I just want to make this very, very clear. Going into this season of Bachelor in Paradise, you know, we didn't really ever know much about Dale. We really saw him in about two episodes during Claire's season. And, you know, he swept Claire off his feet. He swept us all off of our feet. Dale is not what I expected. Dale is not what I expected.
See,
I did not expect the intense energy of the, I know we were joking the past two episodes of the billionaire CEO, but truly the energy of manipulative billionaire CEO who, you know, technically owns the resort, but has paid production to like let him participate in the games at the resort. Because by the way, another side note, that's what Bachelor in Paradise is becoming. So I know in the last episode I was saying like I feel uneasy watching this and it feels like it's going to be a horror movie where at the very, very end they're like, and now we experiment and everyone turns on each other and it's Hunger Games. We saw the preview of what's going to happen.
And it's turning from just a simple dating environment.
We're going from Bachelor in Paradise
to a money situation.
To a full like saboteur money situation.
Five times the amount that you get on Love Island.
Five times the $500,000 will change your life.
Like we talked about, the $100,000 split two ways after taxes is not
enough.
In the current day and age is not enough to like burn your whole life to the ground for a lot of these people.
But
right?
500K?
But 500,000 is absolutely enough to be like manipulating people turning on each other, ruining relationships over. Like it's enough money where you're like, you know, maybe not for some of these people who are like big influencers and make a ton of money, but in general, this is enough money to make you go, is this friendship worth it to me?
Is this relationship
is
worth
this
it to
relationship
me? Because
worth
who knows
it to
how
me?
The, how it's going to be, how they're going to square this out. Like, is it going to be the couple gets the 500 or is it going to be one of the situations where I think like they compared it to Bachelor Pad, which I can't believe they're bringing that energy back. Wow, wow, wow. But I believe in Bachelor Pad, you'd end up with the winning couple. And similar to Love Island, it
we
would be like, who are you going to take all the money? Or are you guys going to split it? And so you're also then wondering, is someone going to run with all the money? And I feel in my bones that there are numerous men on this show right now who would take all the money and run. I'm talking Brian screw over Parisa, take all the money and run. Jeremy will screw over Bailey, take all the money and run. Dale.
Well, it depends. He's very successful.
He's very successful.
So according to his own words, he's
but
very
Dale
successful.
Is the billionaire CEO who's paid to be on this show.
Quick caveat.
At the resort. And he's like the owner, but he's also participating.
I thought it was so funny how like minds and like vibes like come together.
Yeah.
How like those three people you just described as the people that would screw everybody over.
Oh, you mean they went in the nightmare room together?
Are just now the like best three friends who converse about their issues.
And then when they
showed, no one in that room is bringing up like, well, look at it from her perspective. You know what I mean? Like Kat was at least sitting there with all of the women, I think. I mean, or like at least five or six of them. And three of them are, you know, most of them are very sweet, you know, so it was like, oh, you had your Alex's in there. You had your Jill's in there.
You had a
like,
beautiful joining of the minds.
You had a joining of the minds. My favorite is Dale going, who's just like me? You two, come with
Brian,
me. I need
Jeremy.
To bitch about this.
No.
It was just made me laugh that of the people he chose,
the
like it was the
them?
Three guys who are being right now kind of like the one who's throwing the biggest fits, the biggest player. You know, it's just very funny.
When I saw the three of them together, I was like, this is the room of my nightmares.
Yeah, yeah.
But Evan, I swear, the preview that we saw for what this show is going to become, I don't. Now, as I've been feeling uneasy, and now that I see this is the direction we're heading, it makes me feel more excited, and I'm giddy about my unease because I was like, "Ooh, I felt this unease from the beginning, and this is what it's going to become, and it's going to become nightmarish, it's going to become sabotage-driven, and I think I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I think I'm loving it, but when I talked about horror movie before, the preview for next week, they have them in animal costumes doing like mating rituals. Jeremy's wearing like a full-blown Hannibal Lecter mask. Okay, family.
Yeah, it was like over the top
family,
creepy vibes.
You tell me if this isn't a horror movie or not. After seeing that preview, there's some weird shit going on. Okay,
just everyone
saying,
looked
no
insane.
Judgment, but there's some weird shit going on, and it's
giving
serving,
like cult vibes.
It's serving cult. It's serving Squid Game. It's serving all of it. I am having so many feelings.
Well,
okay.
I will say it's ramping up in a very fun
it's
way.
It's ramping up. This episode really it got my engine going and I had a lot of feelings about it.
Let's get into it. I love
so
this.
Let's get into this. Fam, we got to take a pause first, though. So I swear I watch reality TV to relieve stress. But sometimes with the moves these people are making, I'm out here finding myself clenching my jaw, grinding my teeth. But I guess what is new? I've been grinding my teeth for years and not fun times. It's led to discomfort and some of my teeth issues that you all know about. Well, about a year ago, a dentist told me because of that, that I needed a night guard to protect my teeth. And I'm like, great, let's do it. Then he told me the price and I was like, okay, hold up. What did you say? And I never got one because it was just too expensive. Well, that was until I discovered Remi. If you're part of the 30% of Americans who grind their teeth, then your smile needs protection, and there's no better solution than Remi's custom fit night guard. Both dentists and teeth grinders, hi, it's me, recommend Remi because a custom fit night guard is the best way to protect your teeth, and Remi is 80% less than the dentist and way easier. Yes, you heard that correctly. I discovered Remi's custom fit night guard and immediately purchased because it's 80% less. I could not be more thrilled with the price, the experience, the fit, the results. Remi is simply the best.
Yeah, they really are the best, and they've made the process so simple and streamlined too. I got a Remi night guard as well, and here's how it works. Once you order, you receive your impression kit straight to your door, and this kit has got it all. Remi gives you easy step-by-step instructions to give you your perfect impression, so it's a breeze. They also provide two sets of everything in your kit in case you need to try again, which is extremely helpful. You take your impression, send it back to them, and Remi ships you your custom fit night guard made in the U.S. in Las Vegas. And by the way, Remi is so confident you'll get a perfect fit that they offer a 45-night perfect fit guarantee or your money back.
Get your Remi night guard back and start protecting your teeth. I have been wearing my Remi night guard for a few months and I can absolutely feel the difference. I am so grateful. By the way, Remi night guards are so comfortable. They're like thin and lightweight, so I don't even notice when I have them in. And again, Remi is 80% less than the dentist, which is huge. So I feel like if I lose it or I want to get a refresh because it's been in my mouth every night, that it's totally doable. No waiting rooms, no overpriced bills, just a better way to protect your teeth while you sleep. Try Remi risk-free at shopremi.com/momdad and use code momdad to get up to 50% off your night guard at checkout. That's 50% off at shopremi.com/momdad with code momdad. Again, that's shopremi.com/momdad with code momdad. Thank you, Remi, for sponsoring this episode. That's a crazy deal on top of the 80% off and the 50%. I mean, come on now. Check it out, Remi. They're amazing. Okay, family. So today we are talking about episode 4 from Bachelor in Paradise. And make sure to tune in next week on Wednesday for episode 5 recap of Bachelor in Paradise. I'm very excited to recap next week with that preview. Yes. I am full of fear and curiosities. Speaking of fear and curiosities, let's get into this episode. So from the rip, we see Jonathan and April. And April is purring, nuzzling into Jonathan and saying that the purr calms your vagus nerve. She's purring at him, on him, around him. And listen, you know, April, she cracks me up. She's absolutely hilarious. She's one of one. But in this episode, between her and Kathy touching Jonathan's abs, I'm like, ladies, we need to dial it back, okay? Love you all very much, but we need an HR meeting, like, it's stat,
giving,
okay?
It's giving just, old ladies at Chippendales, you know, just
it's
like...
It's too much, okay? It's not, I know we're trying to be fun and playful, but you can't do that to somebody. I know that Jonathan was talking about how he's hooked up with someone 25 years older than him, so he loves an older woman, apparently. But this just does not feel comfortable and agreed upon, and we need to have an HR meeting.
And also, 25 years is still 10 years younger than they are.
Sure. Right? And, you know, and it was also a specific individual who we don't know who it was.
Exactly.
So let's, like, dial the purring down and the ab touching, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's just very uncomfortable. I mean, listen, if he was like Mr. like, get over here, ladies, and it was this big kind of spectacle, but he has an uncomfortable look on his face through this whole process.
Yes, he was in the corner trying to like have breakfast or a coffee or whatever, and it was, you know, everyone,
it started
is
with
just
her being like second door on the right, you know what I mean, the whole thing's just, listen, I'm sure there's a level of like, hopefully she's just trying to do this for like entertainment, the show, but it's gone too far. It's weird.
It's just too far. It's gone too far. We need to get a probes here. Okay. We need to get a probes here. But we get a little more even at the very beginning of the Goldens. Yes. And I do have to acknowledge that last episode was the first episode that we saw the Goldens. And I definitely went on a long tangent about how, you know, because there was some Golden disrespect happening, which I did not like. And I went on a long tangent also about how I felt like the show was treating them differently because we weren't getting any of their love stories. And it felt like they were just using them as like the butt of the joke. And I went in a little hard. Well, this episode,
much better.
We actually saw numerous love stories happening. We saw love triangles. The Goldens, it felt like we were integrating now seamlessly with the rest of the cast. Yep. So I did come in a little hot last episode, but you know, I was defending my Goldens.
Well, they were de-romanticizing them, which is like not the, you know, the point is for us to be invested in the relationships.
Of course.
And so when you're being like, how gross are these old people?
Yeah.
Then it's like, well,
now
I'm not
like prune juice and the boom, boom room. But
there was a lot of just like, rude comments. So what it did was it just kind of like made you not feel less into the process, you know? So this one was a lot better. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
They really invested in the one-on-ones and the dates and the whole thing.
It had just felt to me like in the first episode that they joined, we weren't seeing them dating. We were just seeing them kind of like in a backdrop. And again, kind of used as like a butt of a joke for some of the younger contestants. Yeah. And some of our hosts, and I did not like it. But this episode, I felt like we actually got a lot of Golden airtime and a lot of Golden relationship airtime, which I'm more invested in.
Yeah, 100%.
Just as a side note,
completely agree.
I'm definitely more invested in when we were watching these dates. Evan and I were talking about, for example, and we'll get into it, but the Gary and Leslie date, I was like, conversationally, it made me excited seeing the Goldens chit chat and date, because I'm like, I don't know. It made me feel excited because sometimes you can get in your head about aging and whatever. It made me excited to get older because I was like, when I listen to people who are in their 60s having dating conversations versus, you know, when you're younger, you're like, wow, they're getting so deep so quickly. There's a different level of like where they're investing immediately into a relationship and a comfortability. And I'm like, I'm excited for that. Mm. So I just loved watching their dates.
It was very calm, and very like open. And it just seems like they're a lot more interested in the individual, like the insides too.
Yeah.
Like they're just they're just really like, who are you? What makes you tick?
Yeah. I mean, we'll see with Keith and Nancy, because he's definitely interested in the outside.
I'm not talking about.
And also.
Yeah. I'm not talking about everybody.
We'll talk about Kevin Kim.
Oh my God. But they provided all the entertainment.
But they really did.
Other than Kat and Dale, they provided all the entertainment.
Yeah.
They carried this episode.
They're carrying this. And I think they might carry the rest of the show.
We'll see.
But I am curious, because we're having competitions happening, like how physical these competitions are going to be. And I'm like, is this going to be an even playing field for people who are in their, you know, early mid 20s with people who are in their 60s?
But you know what? I just want to give up, you know, speaking about entertainment.
Yeah.
I do need to give a massive shout out to Kat.
Okay.
She
a Kat's shout out.
I mean, she is meant for TV.
Like, oh, I know everything
about,
she does.
When you think about her on her first show, electric, crazy, wild.
Yep.
When you think about her in Bachelor Paradise,
first
crazy,
round,
wild, going nuts,
birthday
everything
cake,
fights,
destruction.
Now this one, she's already in a great fight, and she fights amazing too, because she like rolls her eyes. Like I'm not saying it's healthy all the time, but this time she's actually been.
We're
gonna get into it, but what I'm just saying is, she's just meant for this.
She's meant for reality TV. In the past few seasons of things she's been on, I think she initiated a lot of the drama.
100%.
Now in this round,
so far she is pretty rock
solid. In this
solid.
Round, unfortunately for her, the drama is following her because of
but
she's been incredible.
Right.
She has been
we're waiting for, obviously we'll see some clips later. We'll see what happens, but pretty.
But the growth and maturity and I'm so impressed. And if I were her, I would be being petty as hell and I'd be losing my mind. And she is like,
I just wanted to shout out Kat. I can't. Every time Kat's on the screen, I'm kind of just excited.
Yeah, you're
like,
captivated.
What's happening next?
Now, she didn't give him the rose again.
Well,
so
exactly. But that's a part of what we love.
Well, I love against stronger.
That's what she is built for this.
Going back to the past two episodes where I said Dale and Kat are soulmates. You know, sometimes you say things that you look back on and you go, well, you know what?
Episode by episode.
You know what? Sometimes your psychic abilities, not so much there.
Listen, time could still tell.
Maybe she got a little bit excited and she got the CEO energy from both of them. Like we talked about, kind of this gala politician's wife energy. And I still think it's there. But do I think we should have soulmates? Ooh, I don't know about that anymore. But anywho, back to where we were.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No, it had to be said. Goldens. Back to the Goldens. Yeah. So we're having some relationships starting to form. We have Kathy and Keith who had just had a date that went really, really well. We have Natasha and RJ who are having, from the very top, they were having some moments together. And then we see a moment with the two of them alone. And I loved their energy together.
Yeah.
They were laughing together. She made a comment where she was like, that gave me goosebumps, where she said, it feels like they could live a life as a loosely fitted jacket, which I think that's one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard, especially when we talked about like in the twilight of life where, you know, you're looking maybe for something different than you were looking for when you were younger. The idea of like a loosely fitted jacket, like something comfortable that you can breathe in. I thought it was such a beautiful description.
But it doesn't say exciting, fun, stay young, interested.
True.
It says easy.
It says comfortable.
So it's clearly that's not what she's looking for. You know what I mean? So it was like, it really was like loosely fitted jacket probably meant to her easy, which she's not. She's full of life energy and
zest.
Life.
Yeah.
She's not one of the like, what's up? She's like, boom, bam. She's dancing. You know what I mean? So
true. She wants a little more.
She wants pizzazz.
A little more pizzazz.
She wears chairs, earrings. You know what I mean? This girl's got like crazy fashion.
We live.
She's you know what I mean? Young at heart. So
yeah, it's true. Well, we think that's going good. They have a quick kiss.
Right.
But then speaking of pizzazz, we have a new arrival. The king of pizzazz, Golden Gary has arrived as he says, welcome to Garadise. And when this man steps foot in Costa Rica, the land shifts because every woman wants a piece of Gary.
And I'm a little shocked by this, not because I've always loved Gary.
Yeah, Gary is electric.
You know, never to me had that like steal your girl energy.
Sure.
He was just kind of sweet loving guy.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know this side of him.
Gary has serious game.
Gary has serious steal your girl energy. And we didn't see that in the original show.
No.
But he's got sitting on his lap. Your eyes are on. I mean, even the young guys are like, yo, I got to like,
no, literally,
I got to sit with him and learn some game.
It was truly like take notes from Gary.
Jonathan needs to sit down and learn some game.
I know. Because, watch Gary.
Because out of nowhere, he's just like absolutely smooth, fun, loving, sweet. He's the energy you want to be around with, to be like. I mean,
you know what it is? I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, he lives in Palm Springs.
Really?
Yeah. And that's just everything. Huh. That just like gives me every, you know, you family, you know how I feel about Palm Springs.
We love it.
Love Palm Springs. This man lives in Palm Springs.
Too hot to be stressed. You just got to be chilling.
You got to be chilling because it's 120 degrees out there. And you're just going to these nice, like cool nightclubs, going out dancing at night, having a cocktail at the Tropicana.
Correct.
Just vibing.
He's just
conversation, you know.
He's got the laugh.
Linen fits. Like, that's just the energy. And he comes in.
Says,
and
like,
he,
what makes you you? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, 100%. And so he comes in, he brings that Palm Springs energy.
And the women are going flailing.
The women are going wild.
Wild.
The women are going
There's
wild.
There's a line out the door.
Yeah, the men are worried.
Big
like,
time.
Keith's like, oh my gosh. He says, by the way, this is an important thing to note about Keith. Keith, men are men, man. We'll get into it. Men stay men, because Keith, who I'm loving, all of a sudden goes, I'm feeling jealous and I'm kind of tripping out because I really like Kathy after our date, and Kathy's flirting with Gary.
Well, so yeah, they're all like, hey.
Keith's nervous in the wings, right? Captain Kim feels like his sights are set on Leslie, and Leslie's chatting it up with Gary. And then we see Natasha having great conversations with Gary, and RJ's sweating a little bit. Gary comes in and just swoops everybody.
100%.
And Gary immediately, his two biggest sparks were with Natasha and with Leslie.
Yeah.
And so he ends up asking Leslie out on a date.
Yes.
And these two go dancing. And I have to say this. So we know from Leslie's season that she's a dancer.
Yes.
And from Gary's season that his like favorite thing to do is to go out and dance.
Yes.
And I was thinking about how amazing to meet somebody who loves to dance as much as you do and know like, oh, we get to go out on a regular basis and like go dancing together.
Right.
Because dancing something that's like different because you do it as like a partnered team. It's not even like, oh, we both like football, so we go and watch a football game. Yeah. Or we both like playing golf and we go and play golf together. Dancing, you're like touching. It's an intimacy, and you can go out like every night and go dancing together.
And let's be real. Let's also How be real. A lot of guys don't like dancing.
A lot of guys don't like dancing. Like,
think about the weddings you go to, and all the guys are sitting in the chairs.
Yeah.
Right. And the girls are there, and they're kind of like, why aren't you coming? You know, so it's
biggest
like
biggest green flag when a
but
guy.
But I'm just saying, like, not a lot of dancers.
No.
So the fact that they both like it is probably semi rare, especially for her to meet a guy who's like great and charming and also loves dancing.
Think about how sexy and romantic that is, though.
Well, it just keeps you young.
Should we start dancing? Should we go out and start dancing?
We love dancing. We love going out.
No, I mean, like, we should start, we should like take dance lessons.
Ooh,
like,
no.
Like, shall we dance?
Don't like, unfortunately.
And let's go out and do ballroom.
Listen, I'm down with dancing. I like going to a bar or a vibe or
you
a party.
You want to go grind?
And then, yeah, I like to freak on you. No, but what I'm saying is like, even just vibing and just kind of like having fun, I like dancing. I've always had a really hard time with like taking, like anyone who's like, let's take dance lessons together. Oof, because I don't want to like ballroom. I mean, if there was like a gala, sure. But like the swing dancing, for me, it's like listening to music you like and moving your body with your partner vibe. I love it. But like when it gets technical and now you're just kind of like, I don't know. It becomes like scientific at that point.
Well, thanks for killing that dream.
So you have to find a new husband for that one.
All right. I am on the lookout. Applications go out tomorrow. I need a dance partner.
I want to dance how they're dancing.
Yes.
At a cool Copacabana bar, moving, having a good time. That's dancing.
But that takes dance lesson training.
No, they were just vibing.
No. First of all, she's a dancer.
Second, you can just tell.
You can tell by the way that he moves, that man has taken dance lessons, okay? So you may better get your ass out there.
By the way, I move. You know, you have feelings you've never experienced before.
Okay, Jack.
Oh, yeah. If you kiss me, anything can happen.
But they're dancing and it starts raining and he is cracking me up in the ITM. And he's like, you're telling me I'm dancing in the rain with you? Those dimples, cheeks, those eyes.
Well,
I'm like, this man is a poet.
That's the funny thing. You kind of missed it because you were like writing notes.
Yeah.
Like, it was, they did like a weird like super cut of him, like his face super close, like a dream. And he's like, those eyes, that body, you know what I mean? But it wasn't an ITM. It was like his internal monologue. And they filmed his face like blurry. It was like hilarious.
I saw the end of
it. And then like he dipped her and then like winked at the camera. So they did all these extra shots that were like so extra. Very funny though.
You know what I've decided? I have not liked any montages that this show's been doing. I feel like it's weird and whatever. Yeah. The only montages I like are with Gary.
Yes, they're
Gary
very funny.
Gary is like, because Gary, you know, I shouldn't say that. I like it with Spencer and Gary because Spencer and Gary give me the same energy. I both think that they've got that kind of like, there's kind of that nerdy,
kind of theater kid
cute
almost thing
theater
going
kid
on. Yeah.
Sense of humor.
Yes.
But they're in on the joke.
Yes.
So it's like, you know that they play to it hard.
They don't take themselves seriously.
They don't take themselves seriously. And it's like, Gary gives a great montage. Yes. Gary gives great montage because Gary is leaning into it and he's fun. 100%. And it's like, it feels natural.
Yes, I completely agree.
The camera loves you, Gary.
It does.
So these two, I just love though how he's like romanticizing his life.
Very romantic.
You know, the two of them, and they have a really, really great conversation. And Leslie, who can kind of be someone who's a little guarded.
I wasn't expecting her to vibe.
Me either.
To be honest with you.
I thought she was going to be a suave, cool guy.
I didn't think she was going to like the, you know, obviously Gary is suave and cool,
but
he's also very kind of sweet and kind of jolly. And I didn't think that was going to be her vibe.
True.
So I think he caught her off guard, maybe.
She seems to really like him.
100%. Like, what we see later with the rose, she was like totally thrown off guard. Like, I was going to give
him
the rose.
She's like vibing him hard. Yes. And as soon as they're done with their date, she's like, I'm giving my rose to Gary. I really like Gary a lot. I want to get to know Gary. And not only that, she was kind of like definitely checking out any woman who was talking to Gary and being a little protective. She likes Gary a lot, these mm-hmm. two, Leslie and Gary. We shall see. And he seems to really like her a lot, too. So we shall see. Mm-hmm. Going back to the resort, we have some Dale and Kat to talk yes. about. But first, let's take another quick pause, family. So summer is full of big moments, right? For these people, it was filming a reality TV show, getting into these potential animal costumes, et cetera, sabotage, all of the above. For us, the summer might look like weddings, vacations, and endless photos. But on a personal note, when I was dealing with hair thinning and shedding, showing up and being present in those moments felt really tough. I can't tell you how grateful I was to discover Nutrafol. Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair growth, working from the inside out. So the sooner you start, the sooner you'll be feeling confident and focusing on what matters most to you, as you should be. I had heard about Nutrafol's amazing results. So almost 2 years ago now, I decided to try it for myself. It has become one of my favorite things ever, okay? Since taking Nutrafol, my hair has grown so much when it sure wasn't growing before. I have way less shedding, which is a massive deep breath for me. My hair is shinier, it's healthier, it's incredible. I mean, if you're watching the YouTube, you can see the length, the thickness. I mean, it's incredible. It's just, I cannot recommend Nutrafol enough. I've recommended it to so many of my friends and family since, and all of them are so wowed by their own results. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, trusted by over 1.5 million people. See thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding in just 3 to 6 months with Nutrafol.
Yeah, I've watched Jess's Nutrafol results happen before my eyes. Look at the flow. Look at the sway.
It's like a waterfall.
Nutrafol is amazing. And here's some of the reasons why. First, thinning hair is different for everyone. So a one size fits all approach to hair growth doesn't really cut it. Well, Nutrafol has multiple formulas for men and women that are tailored to different life stages, such as postpartum or menopause, and lifestyle factors such as plant-based lifestyle, so you can get what you need. And while many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol actually clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy, and the results are incredible.
And do not forget that with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is easy. You order online, no prescription needed, enjoy free shipping, automated deliveries, and up to 20% savings with a Nutrafol subscription. Plus, get free naturopathic doctor consults and a Headspace meditation membership. They are truly my forever love. Nutrafol will forever be my forever love, okay? Start your hair growth journey with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code MOMDAD. Find out why Nutrafol is the best-selling hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code MOMDAD. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code MOMDAD. Okay, so back at the resort, we have Dale and Kat who are cozied up, and yep. They're like, look at us, so beautiful together.
Looked serene as hell.
Shut up, birds. But other than the birds.
Already starting off on a weird vibe with
when
that.
When he said,
like, shut up.
The birds are fighting. He's like, the birds are in a toxic relationship. We aren't. I'm like, that's weird.
Cue toxic relationship.
That's some weird. Like, well,
that was like some weird universal shit where it was like, you just say it and then it becomes you.
It becomes you. So she says to him, are you still open to explore? And he's like, no, not really.
Not really is great.
Not yeah,
great
he goes, response. Not really. Not really, because then he can go back
not,
later.
Not as much
and be like,
as
well,
you
I didn't
would think.
Say no.
What is that? Not
it wasn't
really?
A hard no.
Not
it
unless someone like
pass.
Super hot and awesome comes in. Like
next week.
Like, listen, I'm not interested in people that I'm not attracted to physically or spiritually.
Other than that, though,
other than that, I might be.
Yeah, maybe.
So
but not
you
really,
draw
probably
whatever
not.
Conclusion.
As of
listen,
right now,
as of
we're
now,
good.
If unless someone better comes along, I'm not interested in pursuing.
So, you know, no worries.
So you don't have to worry about it.
She said, did you and Ally Joe kiss outside of the kissing challenge? And he takes a long pause. And he's like, shut up, birds. One time, which is so funny because not only is it a lie.
Yeah, not only is it a lie, but also like that
it,
changes
it took
anything.
That long yeah. for him to even say a lie.
He's like,
so it's like he takes wait, a long
I say no?
pause.
Okay, shoot, there is cameras, but there's a chance I didn't get all of it.
One of them we were kind of
half
hidden in a
time.
Bush.
One half.
So we'll just say one because yeah. maybe the cameras, we were kind of behind some like palm leaves. So yeah. one time.
One time's great.
One time, because also she ran out. So maybe she's testing me because she was out in the water when I kissed her that one yeah. time. So then she'll say, oh, I saw you the one time. Maybe it's a test. So
exactly.
I'll say one time. And she's like, well, I wish you would have communicated that with me.
Right.
And then that's when the whole deaded it. Yeah. He's like, well, listen, it wasn't in the card, so I deaded it.
Yeah.
I'm like, say what, sir?
It's the classic. It's like, I cheated on you. I'm not saying this is obviously cheating because they're not together, but it's like the, babe, I broke off the affair. Why are you mad at me? That was kind of the energy.
I mean, yes. And I'm sorry, but are they.
I broke off the affair that you just found out about.
Are they closed
Why are you pissed?
Off? Are they closed off? No.
No.
But like we said before, he's giving her big closed off energy, unspoken energy and spoken by the way he's speaking to her about things. But then on top of it, now he's lying to her. And it's not just lying.
It's not just, it's the lack of telling her about it. It's everything.
But it starts with not telling her about it. So she's like, hey, you didn't communicate
with me.
It's
been 3 days or whatever.
It's been 3 days. But beyond that, now what we know is it's blatant lying because he says, I kissed her once.
Which she doesn't know.
Which she doesn't know. I kissed her one time. And also we hear from her later that he said to her, I'm not attracted to Ally Joe. And guess what?
Yes.
Roll the goddamn tapes, because that man
he's
in
like,
ITMs
dropped it
was
gorgeous.
Like, I can't even concentrate looking into her eyes. She's so. What he said more than anything was how attracted he was to
Ally
Joe.
That's all I heard. It was like a little bit of we like the gym.
Yeah.
And she's super hot.
And she's super hot.
That was the main thing.
He's blatantly lying to her.
I just still to this day don't understand people who lie on television.
I don't
I'm like,
get
don't
it
you?
Because
even Kat brought it up. She's
she
like,
said,
if I wouldn't have known, I would have been literally
I'll
just watching
later.
It. So she even kind of exposed like the third element of like, hey, you know, are you dumb? Like everything is shown.
He is immediately so defensive, Evan, which is obviously a telltale sign of a guilty party. You see someone who gets this defensive, this is a guilty party.
And angry. He's angry.
He's mad.
He turns angry.
He turns angry later in the episode.
But
he
no, but even, no, 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 but quick, just I mean, even him on the thing, because he says on the in the cabana, you need to get over it.
Oh, no, he says, I understand where you're coming from, but
move past it.
Oh,
right. So it's like he's telling her basically she's ridiculous and that she. So it's just like, you know, I don't like. And this is kind of what the whole episode becomes about with Dale is angry. For making him feel the way he doesn't want to feel. It's not even about, it's like his whole thing is like, you made me anxious.
Yeah.
I don't like that feeling. Now I'm mad at you.
Yeah. I don't like to get that feeling away from
exactly. me. Exactly. Like that was kind of the whole thing. You need to get over this because I don't like the way this
feels.
And
then they continued, we were raised differently.
Because it's because he's not saying we were raised differently. Like it's just, oh yeah, we moved differently. He's saying, I was raised to keep privacy, respect,
right?
And you must have been raised to not show any of those things. So it's not like I was raised on spaghetti and you were raised on burritos. It's like I was raised to be kind of a better person and you weren't. That's what was implied.
Yeah, that was what
because he
implied.
Kept using it as an insult. He walk away being like, we're just raised different. But you don't say that if it's just like you're just describing
basic
things.
Yeah, you guys just have
things.
different sensibilities.
I am more respectful, kind, interest, you know, whatever. I move better than you do.
Yes.
Which is what that was saying.
It was extremely insulting. And I mean, obviously we'll continue this conversation, but this is the beginning of the absolute spiral that is this episode with Kat and Dale.
Yes.
It's crazy. But immediately after they have this conversation, she's rattled, understandably so, because this man was so defensive. She can tell like, oh, so he wasn't being honest with me and he's being so defensive and he's telling me to move past it and he's not hearing what I'm saying at all. And he's getting agitated with me when I am, by the way, calmly communicating with him. She was doing a gorgeous job a gorgeous job.
Never thought
job.
We would be saying this about Kat.
Neither did I.
That she's cool, calm, collected, and understanding.
And not only that, but communicating really beautifully how she felt and why she felt the way she felt and being like, well, hold on a second. Maybe it didn't mean a lot to you, but that doesn't mean that it didn't mean a lot to me. Yes. It was beautiful.
Let me finish multiple times. Hit him with the like... He would use an analogy and then she would use the analogy back.
It was gorgeous.
Which was hilarious. So she was very good at the not getting emotional in order to make her point seem invalid. Yeah. And then also like having really good points.
Yeah. But then Jonathan's waiting in the wings.
Jonathan is Mr. Oh my God, you're fighting with your boyfriend.
Yes.
You should come over and we could talk about how bad he is and hopefully you'll sleep with me. Like that he became, which is every man's nightmare. I mean, he really did. It was not a good look, in my opinion.
No.
I thought it really lowered how I feel about the way he was moving.
Granted,
it's
Jonathan,
a desperado. I love Jonathan. He seems like an amazing guy, but he really became desperate in this episode, and it was kind of
Jonathan
pathetic.
Has not been moving well
no.
in this
Once
season
Once he got turned
so
down
far.
By Alex, that was it.
He hasn't been moving well.
He lost
And like
it.
I've said many times, you know, I like Jonathan a lot. But so far this season, I've not loved how he's been moving.
Tough looks.
And I feel the only credit I'll give this one is that Kat was the person he was interested in day one. So to his credit, when it comes to Kat, day one, he came out and that's who he was pursuing. And he was actually like pursuing her. And then she shut him down to go with Dale. So I get
agree.
That there's a little bit of like, oh, now there's an open door.
But using her sadness.
No, to try
and
to hope to get the rose.
To try to get a rose is different than like they break up. And then the next day he starts talking to her.
He's very blatantly serving.
One fight.
Unfortunately, he's very blatantly serving. I will do anything to get a rose.
Yes.
And instead of like, I want to meet somebody.
Exactly.
And I think to us as the audience, we don't like that.
Yes.
Even though we know this is all reality television and people are trying to get famous. We don't like the feeling of knowing that you're.
Don't be obvious about
you're
it.
Not here for love as much. You're here to stay.
This is fun.
And for screen time.
Exactly.
Like it, you feel it as the audience. You're like, you're removing. Jonathan, right now what you're doing is you're removing us from the fantasy.
Exactly.
And we don't want to be removed from the fantasy. But he swoops in and he's like, yeah, you want to come over and talk.
And it just becomes like a tell me how bad Dale is energy and how much you don't deserve that. That's what it became.
Well, as the night of the rose ceremony is looming and we find out the women are going to have the power, three men are going home, two Goldens, one of the younger men. We see a few of the couples starting to like solidify. Bailey and Jeremy are spitting gum back and forth into each other's mouths and like Lady and the Tramping it like spaghetti. And I do feel sick to my stomach, but you know, to each their own.
Yeah,
but
whatever you
the gum Lady and the Tramp moment, I'm just like, Bailey. Queen, go talk to Andrew. I know Andrew's talking to Alex, but like, get away from Jeremy, please, for the love of goodness. This resort is apparently about to get shut down soon and become a full-blown a Hunger Games zone. So you're going to be fully locked in with Jeremy. And we see a preview of Brian using sabotage to be like, Bailey, by the way, by a bonfire somewhere. By the way, did you know that he called Susie and asked for her back? And it seems like it's numerous weeks down the road. This is just,
I mean, again,
I'm like,
again,
Bailey,
though,
get away from him.
I know.
Find a suitable man.
To think that relationship's not going to burn in flames is hilarious. To think that's not going to happen.
I mean... she's just so awesome. And he's just Jeremy. Yeah. But we have Andrew and Alex and
it's really taken off.
Quickly.
I mean, she has massive butterflies. She says, embarrassing, but like, I look forward to waking up. Like, cause I know you're going
to
be
there. She goes,
I
can't wait to go to bed to wake up, to hang out with you.
Like, that's massive.
And it feels like this is unusual for her, at least from what we've seen. She, you know, seems to use kind of humor as a defense mechanism. She's always very like playful, kind of awkward. On Grant's season, she would flirt and be playful with him, but there wasn't this like, I am a smitten kitten.
Like, you know, there's a lot of guys that think Alex likes them.
Sure, of course.
She has that energy.
She's for sure.
Very like kind of charming and
playful,
sweet, and big smile
yeah.
and playful. And so I'm sure most guys are like, whoa, she likes me. And then she always kind of has to awkwardly be like, no, I don't like you. So the fact that she's kind of saying all this to Andrew really makes clearly they have a vibe.
And by the way, there's your
smile.
Answer right there. You know, we'll let you know if we're interested.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You assume I'm just being friendly.
Yeah.
She has communicated that she's like, I really like you a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm curious.
I didn't call that. So it's interesting because I feel like they're both kind of the same almost. Like they both are sweet and fun and smiley. And
yeah,
there's not like a different vibe there. So we'll see if it lasts.
The only thing that I'm nervous about is I don't know what it is.
Him.
But there's something about him that I feel like her being so communicative right away and being like, I really like you might give him
like, well, we're too locked in.
Like he might throw on the running shoes and like ditch. Like, it's a little bit like it's too much. And I think what might keep maybe him locked in is them partnering up for the competition part of this. The competition might actually be what solidifies the couples really well, because then they're not, there's not new people coming in. And also then you're doing these like intense things together. So you actually really get to know each other better.
Yeah.
And that might like be the blossom for them. I hope they work out. I think they're very cute together.
They seem amazing.
I love both of their energy. When she's with him, you know how last episode, I had said like, I can't really read her.
Yeah.
When she was with him, I was like, oh, I'm understanding.
Yeah.
It's like you are like, you have an awkward sweetness to you, but like you are communicating like how you feel with him. Like I'm following the trajectory of where this is going. So we'll see.
I agree.
The other big thing that happens before the rose ceremony, mm-hmm. which absolutely was bananas, okay, was all about April.
The April and Kim thing was epic.
So April is trying to figure out who here is going to get her rose. And she pulls aside Kim,
yes.
because if you remember correctly, last episode, we saw Kim giving her massages, yes. getting into the crook of her neck, whispering yes. in her
flirting
ear,
like crazy.
What other secrets do you have, baby? And you're like, oh, to the point that even Jack was like, well, Kim's been all over April. So,
yes.
you know,
it's me versus Captain Kim.
It's me versus Captain Kim.
But what hadn't developed yet was Kim's. Either it hadn't developed yet or Kim hadn't gotten what he thought was a green light from Leslie. So clearly Leslie was the top dog in his mind and he just hadn't kind of gotten there yet. And then he has he talks to Leslie thinking Leslie's obsessed with him, even though she looks at the camera and goes, I'm complete friend zone that guy.
Yeah. Leslie has no interest in Captain
He's
Kim.
Like, we're done. I got Leslie. We're connected. We had one conversation for 5 minutes. We're in love. And then
I told Leslie that she cleans up nice.
She cleans up
so
nice.
And so now we're a couple.
I'm awkwardly talking to the side of her head because she won't even look at me because she's so uncomfortable. So we're in love. April comes up and tries to put on she's being cornball deluxe. She's being just that
she's sassy grandma with the
she's walking around to everyone like shooting it at him. Like she's being April, which is
she's
just putting
April.
On a show.
She's wild. Yeah.
And then we got Kim, you know, so they're pulling up. So April's putting the moves on Kim.
They sit down and she then like we have like a moment, a big moment of sincerity with April where she's a little bit like, I feel like we really work together because I bring this out of you. You bring this out of me. And I feel like it's really good. And she leans in to like cuddle him and he gets really quiet and then fully shuts her ass down.
He has zero game. He just says, he's like, reporting for duty, I don't like you.
It's crazy.
I'm uninterested in you. Don't even look at me. Like, no, just like, you're amazing. And blah, blah, blah. And I just, what he basically did was like, don't cock block me.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's like, if Leslie sees me talking to you,
I could lose
you're leaning
the situation.
On me now, she's going to think we like each other and Leslie's not going to pick me. So get out of here.
And so
that's what that was.
So he is like, I don't foresee us as a couple.
Yes.
I'm not interested in you. He's like, and saying it in like a rude way, especially considering again.
I don't know if he was rude or if it was just like, that's how he rolls. Like he's so matter of fact, he has no game that it's just like, he's just saying the facts.
I hear what you're saying. And I know delivery can be different with certain people, but like at the end of the day, this man was massaging her, whispering sweet nothings in her ear. Everybody thought he was interested
and
in her.
And is a self-proclaimed poet.
And then there's that too. And then is acting like, icked out by
it's
her
very icked out.
Being interested in him.
Yes.
And it's like, Captain Kim.
Captain Kim.
What are we doing 24 hours ago,
exactly.
sir?
Exactly.
Okay? What are we doing 24
I
hours ago?
I completely agree
but
then.
The pinnacle of this, and by the way, she's saying she's confused.
Yeah.
She's very confused because she's like, what was happening yesterday?
Yeah.
And then he says to her, he's like, I'm confident that I'm getting the rose from Leslie. And of course, me, Evan, the rest.
ITMs. I mean, she said, I don't have any attraction to this man. He's just
the rest of America. We fell over and we're like, there's going to be sweet karma in this moment when Leslie doesn't give Kim the rose.
What we didn't know, though, was that Kim has a time machine.
Captain Kim
is a legit psychic, and we didn't know that.
He's a time traveler. And he's
we had no idea, and
he knew what was coming.
Yeah. So he was, because he was so confident. He's like, I will be receiving that rose. So unfortunately for you, I'm not interested. And so we're laughing. We're like, oh my God, he's going to have a rude awakening. Uh-huh. He's a time traveler.
He is. It was unbelievable.
Talk about worst case scenario, too, to be like, to get the rose from Leslie later. And in your mind, you're like, of course I got the rose. Like, it couldn't have been more hilarious.
Yes.
The way that worked out. Anyway,
and then we have Jack. So April's hurt. Her feelings are, she's sad. She's hurt. Kim was being rude to her.
Yeah.
And then she goes up to Jack and she's like, you know what, Jack, you've been here this whole time. You're great. He grabs her and they're macking.
Second time, by the way.
Second time. And he's like, this is my woman.
And you got to hand it to Jack. Like, Jack can be a dog and kind of be one of those just kind of boomer vibes where you're like, ugh. But Jack is also like super sweet to April and is very into her and has pursued her since day one.
Yeah. The blonde is the one I'm into.
But listen, they're both kind of characters. You know what I mean? They both kind of work together in a weird character-y way.
I think they actually would be a fantastic
couple.
They're
just people. They're Florida people. They're people you see living on some sort of Cape Cod. I keep saying Cape Cod, but living on some sort of, you know, dock.
Yeah.
And, you know, pulling up and having drinks. Like, that's, they're a character.
Yeah. They're wild. These two are wild. And I think they actually would be very, very
totally
good together. You know, like,
she'd be around the flirt with everybody at the bar. He'd be laughing
and
at
he'd be
her.
Like, that's my girl.
That's my blonde.
That blonde. That's my blonde.
Yeah, exactly.
Cooking and she's having some Pinot or a martini.
And she even said, like, you're really, like, I feel like you're basically going to get the rose. Like, she's basically like, you're my guy.
And he's so happy.
Yes.
She then sits and has a conversation with Jonathan and she's like, okay, well, like, have you found your person? Yeah. And he's like, no. She's like, what's happening with us here? And I think she has this like moment of like, we see each other because we're both catches and no one is like interested. Even though I'm like, April, you just got Jack just macked with you.
Right.
And she's like, why is no one here for me?
And she also said, if I could, I would give you the rose.
She said, if I could, I would give you the rose. She
so just, didn't say I'm going to give
said,
it to you.
She said, Jonathan, if I was younger, I'd be jumping your
exactly.
bones. I'm
so
like,
she,
again, April, let's just turn
but
it
also,
down
aside from how weird that is, she also just kind of made it clear that like, I'm not going to give you the rose.
Yes. If I could give it to you, I would.
Right.
Yes. So this is then right before the rose ceremony. We have the pinnacle of the Cat and Dale fallout.
And this is when it really turns crazy.
This is
when he
where
snaps.
He fully snaps on her. And he's like, by the way, if I'm Allie Jo, he literally said to her, he says to Kat, he's like, I don't know what your problem is. I'm being transparent. It meant nothing to me.
Also transparent about what? Did she caught you in the kiss and then
caught
you admitted to it? So then that's being transparent.
But also,
so that you know you have a struggle, you know you struggle with lying when being caught doing something is called transparency to you. No offense.
That's a fact on fact.
Right.
It's facts on facts.
It's like you'd have to double lie. You'd have to not tell her about the kiss, then lie about it. To have it not be transparent, but to be called out for something you did and then half lie by saying I only did it once and then call yourself transparent. That's a, like she said, pink flag turned to a major red flag. It's like, bro, that is a little gnarly.
Like, it meant nothing to me.
It's like, again,
imagine.
It's like, what is it? Who cares?
But also it's like, okay, King Dale.
Yeah. Well, remember after they fight for a bit.
Yeah.
He then goes over to the bar fuming.
Fuming.
And walks over to Brian and goes, dude, he basically is mad at Kat because he's like, I could have anyone I want. And
she
you're
should
giving...
be worshiping me.
Because he goes to
shit.
Brian, he goes, I've been turning down people left and right and she's giving me trouble for this little kiss. And it's like,
well, worship at your feet
exactly.
then. But imagine it meant nothing to me being Allie Jo hearing that. That's wild.
And obviously that's not the case. Obviously, it did mean something because he's making out with her multiple times,
also,
talking about how gorgeous.
But also, I believe maybe it didn't.
But even if it didn't.
But I believe also maybe it didn't.
It's kind of like, to be honest with you, that's worse if I was Kat.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, if you're going to kiss someone,
then
it should
I'd
mean
hope that
something,
it means
that you're just willy-nilly kissing people. That's even worse. That means I matter less because you're kissing people. What would it be like if you actually did matter?
Well, then talk about make things worse. He then says, you sound like my ex.
Ooh, epic diss.
I mean, also, whoever this ex is out here catching strays.
Well, basically, he's
maybe
like,
maybe it's
that's
Claire,
why we,
maybe it's someone
he's
else.
Like, you're my nightmare.
But you should be like on television, the camera's in your face, and you'll be like, you sound like my ex. And the ex is like, well, I'm really glad that that relationship ended because my
God.
That
was an interesting diss there. That was the total just kind of like, that's the worst thing you could say to someone. Like basically saying, you're acting like what I hate.
He's saying deaded it 100 times in this conversation. It was like it.
Yeah,
she,
it was crazy.
You could tell.
I loved how much she hated it.
She hated it so much, but you could tell she was like obviously so deep in this conversation. But that was so ridiculous almost started laughing like in the heat of the frustration numerous times because it's like, did you seriously just say deaded it? How can you find another way to use this phrase? Like, where can you put this? Where can you insert this phrase? And my number one most favorite moment. Oh, also, quick side note, is what was like ultimately wild on top of all of this is that he was like, how could she do this to me right before the rose ceremony and cause me stress? Like you said, it was all about his feeling.
It was all about, I don't like this feeling. And he said, I'm going to remember this.
He goes, I'm going to remember this. And he goes, just give me the rose.
Yes.
He's like, I know she's going to give me the rose. Just give me the rose. What are you doing? And I think in his ego perspective that he thought that like she was intentionally, that he literally thought he's so caught in his ego that he's not even able to hear what she's saying about the fact that he's been lying about Ali Joe, that he's like, she intentionally, think about that arrogance, she intentionally didn't bring this up until right before the rose ceremony to upset me, and I don't want a relationship
he's looking at it like she's holding it over my head for fear that I'll
collapse.
But
that she's manipulatively doing it right before the rose ceremony to cause him stress instead of being like, she literally just found out that you were lying.
Yes.
Or that you weren't, she doesn't even know about all of his lies, but it's like, that you didn't communicate
that's a good time to bring it up is before the rose ceremony. To be like, should I choose you?
I would think so.
But he's like, give it to me. Knock it off.
My most favorite moment, iconic, was when Gary was talking to Dale. And Gary...
Well, Dale's bitching at him about it. So it's like, you know, clearly like, he's looking at him like, dude, what's wrong with this girl?
And Gary just goes, let me finish my thought.
Which was super interesting. I did not see that coming. Now...
Iconic part behavior. Of me,
yeah, I just... It was like... What? He must have just been talking over Gary. Because for Gary to feel that way, it must have been bad.
Well, and then also when Gary says in the ITMs, he's like, man, Dale, some of these young people, you are really lacking wisdom. And it was like,
that's
Gary,
a lot to say that about someone.
But think about this. It must have been such a feeling for Gary of like, especially being an older man, like having a conversation with Dale, that Dale was just talking over him. Probably wasn't listening to
telling
any
him how
of,
it really is.
Yeah, and wasn't listening to any of Gary's perspective.
Exactly.
I mean, talking to Gary probably the exact same way he was talking to Kat.
Exactly.
Where it was complete disrespect. And then Gary's
this guy's
just
got
like
an ego on him.
Dude. And Gary's just like, let it go.
Yeah.
Everything to me. I'm like, take some notes, Dale, from Gary over here, who's being a charming sweetheart deluxe and is still being chased by 500 women and finding himself in a love triangle.
Triangle.
But being honest, regardless, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then we get to the rose ceremony and the women are handing out roses. So Parisa gives a rose to Brian, Bailey to Jeremy.
Yeah.
Alex gives her rose to Andrew. They have an awkward kiss. I was cracking up. I'm like, even when she's so super into somebody, the awkwardness prevails. Then Natasha gives her rose to Gary, which I knew she was vibing Gary more. But I thought she was going to give it to RJ because it seemed pretty clear that Leslie and Gary were going to exchange roses. And so that she would be able to have the option to keep,
but
to kind
is,
of get
this
to
this
know both people.
This is also the difference between the Goldens and the Youngs.
Yeah.
The Youngs are all gossiping together, talking constantly.
True. There's strategy involved.
And they're also just kind of like very aware. The person comes over from the date, sits down with all the girls and goes, oh my God, I had the worst date. They had the best date.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in him. Everyone knows what everyone feels about everything.
Yeah.
The Goldens, you could tell, are so over that that they don't even talk about who they're interested in together.
True.
So Leslie has no idea that she was even going to do that.
True.
Where all the other people know exactly who's everyone's choosing.
Yeah. And I think, too, just to your point, the young people are thinking about strategy about followers, about Instagram.
Also way more insecure about where they're at with everybody. Right. So they're like over communicating.
But I'm just saying, I think they're also then thinking about strategy.
Yeah.
Like if I keep this person in,
right,
then maybe I'll have two options.
Sure.
Versus some of the Goldens are just like, no, I like this person more, so I'm just going to choose them, even if that means I go home.
Exactly.
So yeah, Natasha, it was like, I was hoping that she was going to choose RJ so that she could keep developing her connection with RJ and Gary, uh-huh, and keep getting to know them, mm-hmm, more.
I
but
agree.
She chose Gary. And then after that, Leslie comes in. She was planning on choosing Gary.
Exactly.
She's thrown off. And so she goes, Captain Kim. And we're like,
and he's
how?
Just like, as I said.
As I knew before.
And he
as
couldn't
the cards
be more funny.
Predicted.
I mean, and now he's like writing her. You know,
and now this man is like, oh, it's my Juliet. As, she's
so
in love
it
with
be
me.
Written.
It's wild.
But then we get the great travesty of all time.
So then, but then Kathy gives her rose to Keith. Jess gives her rose to Spencer. Jill gives her rose to Sean, and Sean just goes, yeah, I'm excited to stay here longer.
He doesn't say anything about like,
no
I like
interest
it's been nice
in
to
Jill.
Get to know Jill.
Then Kat gives her rose to Dale. I'm like, my God.
I mean, we're not shocked.
We're not shocked, but I was like, Kat, no. I was like, Kat, you were doing so well.
Yeah.
You were doing so well. You were there. You were almost there. You could have gotten rid of Dale, kept Jonathan. The whole end of this would have shifted because she keeps Dale around, and then April gives her rose to Jonathan. And
which was wrong on every level.
I was really upset.
Listen,
about
love
it.
Jonathan. He doesn't deserve to be here anymore. He hasn't made a connection. I love him on the show as a person. He's great and he's entertaining. He seems like a great guy, but he has not found anybody. And that's what happened. You go home and you don't find anybody.
Yeah.
And the fact that, first of all, she usurped the show. She usurped the show. She did it as a friend.
But then also kind of flirting.
But while leaving good people on the table to go home.
That was
what
bothered
saying?
Me. Yeah.
So it's like there was multiple guys. Jack mostly.
Jack, RJ, and CK all went home.
And as much as I'm shocked CK hasn't found a connection, CK has not found anything. So it's like at least RJ and Jack, two good guys who really want to be here, who are looking for something. And she chooses the only guy who she's not, who actually is, it's not going to be a relationship, and who has not found anybody, and there's no prospects. And it's kind of like, dude, and you could tell that after, because afterwards, you could hear multiple people saying, like, now we don't have any guys.
I know.
She chose him, which removed all the guys.
I know.
That was a real, in my opinion, like, she's kind of just making, I don't want to say a mockery, but it kind of feels like she's kind of just like making this whole thing like just a joke.
I don't feel like that's the intentional thing. I think that she, if I could predict what's going on in her head, first of all, I'm giggling because she fully Justined him. What Justin did to Susie in a very different way,
yes,
she did to Jonathan.
Yes.
I was like, what's going on during these rose ceremonies?
Why
are we
this?
Doing these roses? But she, I feel like she likes Jack, but not that much.
Sure.
I think there is the level of like, I feel connected to Jonathan because we're both struggling in this and we've had these connections and I want to give him this rose to give him an opportunity. But I do also think there's a level of like a thrill of the flirt in her. I do think, obviously, like, I don't think that these two are going to by any means have a relationship, but I do think there's a level of like all the women
it's
kept
fun.
Talking
yeah.
about how he hooked up with someone 25 years older and she thinks that they have this
the
like connection. And I think that there's a level of kind of like there's the thrill of like, well, Jack kissed me and I got the kiss, but I'm not like super into him. And this like handsome younger man is thrilling me. I do think that's kind of what's going on. So I think it's a twofold. I think she wants to like help him out.
Yeah.
But I think there also is a level of like, well, it makes me feel good because we're being playful with each other and whatever. But I was devastated because
I thought it was shitty.
It was like, and you know what also I was bummed about is if I think Jonathan should have said no. 100% should have said no.
I completely agree.
Jonathan should have walked up to April.
Like, you guys stop this.
No, Jonathan should have walked up to April and been like, April, it means so much to me. That is so sweet of you. I know that you and I have had long conversations and it really means the world. But you know what? I've had numerous weeks here already and I haven't found a connection. And these gentlemen just got here a day ago.
That would have been the most respectful thing.
I'm thinking here too. I'm like, Jonathan, just like out of respect, it's like, here are these people. It's the first time the Goldens have ever been on Paradise. These people are, you know, traveling is a bigger thing. They flew all the way. Like it's a whole big thing. Like let them stay for more than 24 hours. They just got here and you don't have a connection at this moment.
The whole time, you haven't got anything. You got to let go.
He should have said, no, thank you.
But it goes along with that desperation that he's been kind of wearing.
And so Jack, RJ, and CK go home, and poor Jack is like so sad. Mm-hmm. And I miss Jack's energy already.
I know.
He's such a character. I needed that energy.
He's very funny. Goes in for the makeouts. He's here ready to rip.
Ready to rip. God, was very displeased. Yeah. Well, I mean, literally immediately after.
Yeah.
Immediately after.
I mean, yeah, obviously it's not
the
settled.
The rose ceremony, Kat and Dale sit down together, and she, trying to lighten the mood, says, you know, I was considering telling you that I was gonna give you the rose if you never said deaded it again. And he did not like that joke.
Because basically the way he looks at it is that you owe me now. You're the one in the wrong.
Right.
And she's going like, I'm actually giving you an olive branch to like say it's okay now. And he does not like that at all. He's furious.
I'm like, bro, she just gave you the rose and she tried to make a joke and you can't take a joke at all. This man is much too, it's like you are way too serious. You are way too full of yourself. You know how I said, I'm like that Dale came onto this show and I'm like, I've never seen someone with like a lower heart rate who's more relaxed. I've never seen someone go from being fully like relaxed and low heart rate to immediate high strung. And you know what? I think I was wrong. He tricked me. He fooled me.
Well, ego, let me tell you this, as like ego is one of those things where it's like when you got a big ego like that, the worst thing that can happen to you is you being called out for being wrong.
Yeah.
That's what seems to trigger people so bad with the big egos is like, I'm never wrong. So when you call me out, that's fury number one.
Yeah.
Especially when you are wrong, right? Yeah. When you get called out for things, it's like, bro.
God. Well, so the next day we start the day off with Gary being in the love triangle because Natasha has given him the rose. Leslie is like basically communicating with him like, well, I really wanted to give you the rose.
And Gary likes her the most.
And Gary clearly likes Leslie the most. And not only that, Natasha then goes over and like says good morning to Gary and he's pretty much ignoring her and paying attention
Gary
to
Bryan's
Leslie.
Her.
Gary Bryan's her.
But I don't think it's intentional. I think it's just one of those things that when you're not interested in someone really, like I think Gary's straight up not interested in her. I think he likes her as a person.
But yesterday he was flirting with her like crazy.
No, they were sitting down talking, having a great time. She was flirting with him big time.
No.
I think she was very into him. I think she was giving it to her all. I think he's a very sweet guy who's entertaining her, but I truly don't think he's that interested in her.
I think it was mutual flirts, and
he would have taken her on the date if he was interested in her. He said he was between her and Natasha and Leslie. He's locked in with Leslie in his mind, and I think that when there's nothing, I gotta hand it to that feeling though of like when someone's really into you and they think that you're into them and you're not really into them and they're kind of like coming on to
but
you.
If that's,
that feeling of anxiety is kind of a thing.
But if that's true, you need to communicate it.
Obviously.
And not just let it sit
I'm not
there.
Saying he's doing the right thing by not saying anything, but I'm saying it is a real feeling to be kind of like when someone's thinking that you guys
I'm like,
are
listen,
like together.
Gary, I love you. Literally, I love you so much. Please, I'm begging
but
you.
She
please, please, Gary, do not disappoint us. And
we
don't like don't
her.
String Natasha
just
along.
Let
she
go.
Is such a queen. Do not string her along. If you're not interested in her and you're not considering exploring still both her and Leslie at the same time, then please. Communicate and end things to not break her heart, okay? And to let her continue to explore other connections for the love of goodness, okay? Because she's like, I get the sense of avoidance that I'm getting
right
avoidance
away.
From Gary. And like I said, these men are just out here menning. Mm-hmm. Like, here we are, and Gary's pulling a Brian. In a few minutes, Keith is, pulling a Jeremy. I mean, it is like, I'm like, these good guys, I'm like, just stop communicating.
But what do you do then if you like Leslie more?
Yeah.
but you like other somewhat like the other people a little bit, or you're, yeah. you're still interested in kind of seeing what happens, but the other person is kind of moving too fast.
And
like, let's be real, jumped out of nowhere with the rose. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do that? You tell her to leave you alone, but like, it might still develop. You're moving too fast.
I don't think Gary's doing anything wrong right now.
Okay.
I'm just saying Natasha's like, I'm getting a sense of avoidance. So she's feeling that energy from him.
I just feel
him,
like Natasha's moving a little too fast.
But I will say that Keith, we'll talk about it in a second. I do think that Keith pulled a bad move.
That's different. Yeah. I'm just talking about the Gary situation.
No,
I do feel like Natasha's moving a little fast.
No, I don't think that Gary has done anything wrong yet. Okay. I'm just more nervous that like, I hope he doesn't
become a thing.
And it becomes like, I hope
we'll see. Yeah, hopefully.
I have high hopes for Gary, so I don't think it will be the case. But anyway, so as this is happening though, so clearly Gary and Leslie vibing each other. Well, Captain Kim is completely oblivious and he thinks that him and Leslie are in love.
We finally get our poem/song.
He pulls her aside and he's like, I've written a poem for you.
Which we love. I mean, he's
and
the king of them.
I, you know, if I were Leslie, I'd be like, what? No.
And
music.
Her face was cringing so hard.
I'd be like, no music. You sang a song for Joan. You're just going to write me
no
a poem.
Music.
He says that the title is The Lady with the Rose.
He's a very literal poet. I will say this.
Very literal.
Innuendo is not his strength.
Yeah. Metaphor, not so much his strength.
You were standing up there giving me the rose, I suppose. I thought it would come to me, and yes, I agree, that I would like to see that rose come to me. You are beautiful, and I am full of affection for you. And it's like, you just said sentences that occasionally rhymed. Like, there was no poetry about it. He literally just recounts events.
I know.
And has no, and there's nothing about it that's poetic. It's just recounting events that have words at the end that rhyme.
You know what was making me laugh so hard was that Leslie's sitting there and he is serving the most literal poem I've ever heard. Like you said,
it's just history.
No metaphor.
It's just a history.
It's just a documentation that rhymes. And all I could think about was, I was like, Prince wrote a song about Leslie.
Oh my God.
Like
that's her. If you're going to be artistic with her, that's her threshold.
Like Prince. Fucking Prince.
That is the beauty of Kim, though. Kim is so oblivious. Like, what makes him write these poems and songs is a superpower. When you have no self awareness,
true.
It's an incredible superpower.
Or you just don't care. You know what? Because in my head, if I was dating Leslie, all I would ever think about is the fact that Prince wrote her a song. And so I'd be like, well,
I'll never do anything artistic for you.
I literally be like,
ever.
All of my shows of love for you will be things that aren't artistic
dishes,
at all. Yeah.
Cleaning,
dishes, words of affirmation,
building stuff,
cooking for you. Constructing things for you. But I'll never even think about writing a song or a poem because Prince wrote a song about you. Okay.
Yeah.
So like, that's where Kim, you're like, well, you know what? I guess he's like, fuck it. You know what, too? Kim probably, after the Mansion Men hit, as it was, and he had the gay men's choir membership, he probably is like, Everything turns up Kim.
But it's funny because he's not in on the joke. So it's almost giving like, it's like he doesn't realize it's funny. He thinks the gay men's choir came out because it was so good
that they were like, we have to cut this.
He thinks Leslie chose him because he's amazing.
Yeah.
So it's like he gets these wins that he doesn't deserve, but it reinforces his like delusions.
Everything turns up Captain Kim.
Captain Kim. The way you see Captain Kim is crazy. All right, let's go.
So then we get new arrivals.
Yes.
New arrivals show up. The women are really hoping for it that it's a golden man.
I couldn't believe they just kept bringing in ladies. It's
more
like,
women
bro.
And more women. So we get Leia and Nancy. Is it Leia or Leah? I'm trying to remember. I'm so sorry. I have to go back. But Leia from Joey's season, who she, if you recall, had drama on Joey's season. So I feel like there's potential that we could get
some
drama. We'll get some drama with Leia. She was talking to Sean, which I'm like, please, everyone stay away from Sean. He's going to screw all of you over, okay? Don't spend your time getting to know Sean.
Sean is built for these shows.
You know, it's like maybe Leia, even though I think Jonathan should have gone home, I'm like, go talk to Jonathan. Don't talk to Sean. Why Sean?
Sean? Why Sean? I just don't understand how Sean can look anything more like a Prince Charming, like a cartoon.
Yeah.
He looks like a cartoon. He doesn't look like the human
version.
It's like
a Shrek version.
He doesn't look like the human version of the cartoon. He looks like the cartoon.
Correct.
I mean, he couldn't look more just like, Even the way he smiles and his hair does the thing. I mean, it's like literally like put the helmet on him. You know what I mean? Put the like the shining armor. He looks I don't know, I've never seen anyone. It's like he's playing a role. It cracks me up, man.
Well,
and he knows it and loves it. And so I think that's also helps.
For it. And yeah. He lives for it. And then we also got Nancy. So
Who is a hot commodity, apparently.
Hot commodity.
All the guys have been talking about it.
I love Nancy. Yeah. Nancy was one of my faves on Gary's season and like also post Gary's season. I believe she went on Joan's season to like spend time with Joan. She's awesome. She's really awesome.
She's got that kind of like float when she walks, elegant vibe. Mm-hmm. So I could see, you know, she's got kind of a vibe.
Well, and April says that all she's heard about since she's been here is that the men are waiting for Nancy. So these men are chomping at the bits for Nancy.
Especially Keith.
Now, here's the drama. If you remember Askin, do you remember the Askin crew?
Yeah.
April, Susan, Kathy, and Nancy.
Yeah.
So Keith is all up on in Nancy's biz.
Right.
But when they sit down together, Nancy is like, hey, Kathy is a really close friend of mine. And this is when Keith says, listen, I don't really have a romantic connection with Nancy. Yes. Just as a heads up, I don't have a romantic connection with Kathy. Just as a heads up. And then in ITMs, he's like, yeah, because I'm shooting for Nancy because she's smoking hot. And he's just talking about how hot she is. Yeah. And he's telling Nancy that he doesn't have a romantic connection with Kathy, which maybe he really doesn't.
Yeah, like we haven't seen any reason for them to grow
but
past
all
that.
All that we know is that literally less than 24 hours ago, you were saying in ITMs that you're really interested in Kathy and that you're jealous that Kathy is engaging and flirting with Gary. So what, within 24 hours since she's given you the rose, you've now
and
figured out.
And the men
out,
have the rose next.
And the men have. And so now you figured out that you and Kathy don't have a romantic connection. I don't buy it, sir.
Men will be menning.
And so I'm stressed because like, I just don't want.
Kathy's going to get caught off guard for sure.
Well, and also Kathy and Nancy are friends. So I don't want that drama them where, you know, if Keith is communicating to Nancy a very different story than what the truth is, and then what if Nancy and Kathy get into it and they end up, their friendship is strained because Keith's out here.
Yeah.
Girl dad's out here not being a girl's girl, okay?
We'll see.
So I'm stressed. And then we see the preview that Faith is showing up. So another golden woman, it's like... Can you bring
even Keith said we need another guy here.
We need another guy.
Like, this is crazy.
And that bothers me too because it's like, again, if we're going to bring the Goldens on, can we like make sure they're taken care of? Like bring more options on. So
you would think they'd kind of pivot and be like, okay, grab a couple of the guys. It's
and
so
also
strange.
It's like, okay, maybe they're not going to work out romantically, but like there'll be a friendship vibe, whatever.
Exactly.
And if you want to cut down a certain amount of people when the games start, then just like have couples get removed in some way. But like if they're not romantic, but I don't know. They just got here and it's just like, and that they're doing it to the ladies too. I'm like, do it to the men.
I know. Exactly.
Make there be more
there
men
be
and
men.
Less women.
Yes, exactly.
God. Anyway, then we get the preview for next week, which is the chemistry test, the animal attraction.
It just looks like hedonism. The guys look freaky too. They don't look good. They look creepy. Like the wigs, they look creepy.
But I'm saying
Jeremy
had that like Hannibal Lecter mask on that was like covering his mouth.
Dale had like a weird like the wig Lucille Ball haircut, and then you got like Brian had like a weird like Misfits haircut where it like went in front of his face.
Well, you know what they're trying
weird.
To do? They're trying to Love Island it. It was like, you know, during the chemistry test during Love Island where they put them in that like that bondage gear.
But
they,
again, that was like kind of hot. This is
no,
creepy.
It wasn't kind of hot. It was very hot.
Well,
they had
I'm
them
saying.
In wings
this
and
is like,
leather
this
and
this is
lace.
Like hot up until the face, and then everyone's wigs and makeup is terrifying. Right? It's like everyone's hot, but it's like the makeup and face is terrifying.
Because this show always
freaks
misses
me out. They
just
always
a little.
Miss it. There's always a 10-minute. It's like Chipotle. You're like, close.
Chipotle, not
it's
Chipotle.
It's Chipotle, not Chipotle. You know what I mean? It's like they always
it's
Chipotle.
It's a reference to my mother. She always says Chipotle.
But it's just like you're almost got it. Almost.
You're so close.
And it's like this show always gets you like, ooh, I'm kind of horny. Never mind. Weird. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, this is a vibe. I like the weird. You know what I mean? Now I'm like, now back to anxiety, back to weird, back to weird.
It was
weird,
even
feeling
like that
strange.
That commercial for I Know What You Did Last Summer when Jesse was actually kind of crushing
it. The acting was cool.
But then they took it, they made it too long.
And then it was 7 minutes long.
And it was
like,
too much.
What is this?
But Jesse was crushing that moment.
It.
He really was.
He
His acting
it.
Was on par.
His acting was on par.
And
I want to
shout him out for that.
I want to shout
really
him out for that.
I really want to do.
But again, it was like, we're on like minute 12 and it's like, can we wrap this?
Yeah, but then you brought Wells in and it was just like, this is too long.
Yeah, it's like you guys always missing it by just 10%.
That's
the idea is there. It's just the execution is never quite there.
We love it.
This is a good season. I'm excited. This is really rampant.
I wasn't know how I was feeling. And then officially starting this episode, they've hooked me
They've
locked
it's
me
hooked.
In. Because
in.
Now,
100%.
Too, I'm like, what's with this money? What's with these games? Yes. What's with these animals,
loving
costumes?
It.
I'm very curious. And then again, in this preview, we see that Parisa says that Brian's snapping at her. But of course,
she's like, I want to get to know you more. And he's like, we're not doing that. Okay.
And then we find out Dale is saying that he's open and a new girl shows up
and he's like all over this new girl.
But then he's like, Jonathan's trying to sabotage me.
He's like, I want both. I want the girl to want me who I dissed. And then I want
the new girl to want me. I'm King Dale. So yes. Everyone should be with me.
Which is how he feels.
Really, and then we hear Kat saying that she's going home. And then we have we hear there's going to be no more new arrivals. There's going to be relationship tests after relationship tests. Some of them look harrowing. We hear about the 500K bachelor pad, but a whole new level, which I'm very excited about because bachelor pad was messy.
The only thing I don't like is the no new arrivals. I like when they keep bringing people in.
I know. I wish they would have just.
But clearly they've got some game thing worked out, so it's
going
to be okay.
But if they would have had, like, if they're doing the game thing and then every once in a while one of the challenges, like how they do with Love Island, brings in a bombshell.
And they have to make out with this new person and it's like,
and
whoa.
Then it's like, are you going to switch? This then they get to stay there for 24 hours. It's like, will you switch your partnership?
Like, that's the shit that like really gets.
And they
you.
Have enough people to do that, so I don't know why they're not doing that. Yeah, we'll but see. Anyway, I'm very excited.
Yes.
I can't wait to watch this next episode.
It's gonna be great.
So, family, tune in on Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, where we will be discussing the next episode of Bachelor in Paradise, and maybe we'll be costumed as well. Maybe we'll be in these full animal costumes if I can. Find some in time. We shall see.
We will be showing up.
But we don't
want
to turn you on too much.
Listen,
so.
I'll make sure the makeup doesn't turn you guys on. And the weird haircut, okay? I'll creep you out.
And you, family, we love you. Have
y'all.
A great rest of your week.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.